Your team's been doing well recently, a couple good wins. You like what you're seeing in the team?
Yeah, we've gotten great goaltending, really, all season. Our goaltending has kept us in it. And, you know, when we had Henrik Karlsson go out with an injury, Leland Irving has come up and played well for us, gave us a real good outing, his first start in Florida. And it was just tremendous in the game that he played at Vancouver before Christmas. So the goaltending has been very good. Our top line has been productive. And, you know, we've been having different guys chip in every night. So, you know, it's a matter of us finding consistency. But so far, we like the way we've been playing in the month of December.
A long road trip for you guys. Any extra challenges in that, or just part of the playing in the league?
Yeah, I think it's really just part of playing in the league. Obviously, we're out of our building because of the World Junior Championships being held in Alberta. And, you know, that's something we knew about. We knew that we were going to be on the road. And I don't know if it's ever something you prepare for as much as, you know you have to play your 41 on the road. And it just happens at this time, really. I think of it as a six-game trip as opposed to seven. And really, we've been gone for seven games, in that we did play at Vancouver December 23rd. But able to come home, get a couple of days with our families for Christmas, and then go back out on the 26th. And, you know, it's kind of a little bit odd in the geography in that we go Columbus to the island and then to Ottawa tomorrow night and then down to Nashville and then back up to Washington, Boston. But, you know, everybody has those kind of trips, and we just have to make the most of it.
Any challenges in general for your team?
Well, I think the biggest challenge that we've had, in all honesty, is fighting to find consistency. You know, we've been a team that when we play the way the coaches have asked this group to play, when we commit to a system and we play north-south hockey, we don't get cute with it, we keep the puck moving forward, we're not trying the fancy drop passes at our blue line, we're not trying the backhand sauce pass off the wall. When we go north-south and keep our game simple and we get in on the forecheck, we can beat any team in this league, and we've beaten some good teams here in the month of December. When we decide that we can get away from that and we can play loosey-goosey and just kind of pond hockey, then we put ourselves in a lot of trouble. And, you know, it's about trying to get the guys in a mindset where, regardless of where we're playing, home, away, who we're playing, you know, the opponent, doesn't matter, we have to play that simple game. And that's really been the biggest challenge, is to get them to do that on a consistent basis.
Finally, tonight we're here on Long Island. Blake Como's coming back to Long Island. You picked him up a while back. You want to mention what you were considering when you picked him up and how he's been doing?
Sure. He's a guy that I'd been having conversations with Garth Snow in the summer about trying to acquire him. He's somebody that our scouts liked a lot. He's someone that Brent Sutter, our head coach, had coached at World Junior and won gold with. He was familiar with him from his playing days in Kelowna when Brett was coaching in Red Deer. And so, you know, our scouts liked him, our pro guys liked him, our coach liked him. And it was just a situation where our own numbers at the time, we had enough forwards and we didn't really have a spot for him. And, you know, Garth and I weren't able to come to an agreement on a deal. And then we started to get some guys nicked up a little bit and get some guys hurt. And it just so happened that at the time that Blake went on waivers right around U.S. Thanksgiving, that we were in a position where we felt this makes a lot of sense. And, you know, fortunately for us, I suppose, at the time, we were far enough down in the standings that we were the successful claiming team. I have since had a number of teams tell me that they, in fact, had put in claims. So, again, it was a matter of good timing for us. And he's been very good. You know, he's certainly not scoring at the same pace that he did last year, but he's a guy who kills penalties for us. He's a very good skater. He gets in on the forecheck real well. I like his physicality. He's a guy who hits people, and I think that when he starts hitting, you know, it has the effect that other guys on the team say, hey, let's go out there and do the same thing. He's a guy that, because of his hitting and getting in on the forecheck, he turns pucks over for us. So he's been very good. We're very pleased.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot for your time.
It's my pleasure.